Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Get your license to care. Show your green hands by purchasing a CTF license plate for your car, truck, or motorcycle.
I'm Jason Taylor. Funeral services for Kansas City native Kate Spade will be held Thursday in the city. An obituary for the fashion designer says a funeral mass will be held at the same church where the 55-year-old's grandparents were married. A national tour organized by survivors of a mass shooting at a Florida high school made a stop in St. Louis last night to rally for gun restrictions. Speakers in Florida, Chicago, and St. Louis participated in a panel at an inner-city high school. A new Miss Missouri has been crowned. Lisa Nelson reports.
30 Missouri women have competed in this year's Miss Missouri, with Caitlin Lewis of Lake St. Louis taking the crown and a $13,000 college scholarship. During Saturday night's talent portion of the pageant at the Missouri Military Academy in Northeast Missouri's Mexico, Lewis sang Phantom of the Opera. Other finalists include first runner-up Chelsea Arnold, second runner-up Simone Esters, and third runner-up Katie Moeller. Lewis will compete in September's Miss America pageant in Atlantic City. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Missouri's junior senator describes a tax bill approved by Congress in December as pro-growth and pro-family. GOP Senator Roy Blunt voted for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which was signed by the president in December.
We doubled the child tax credit for a family of four that makes $75,000. That's $2,000 more a year of their money that they get to spend.
Senator Blunt says people have a lot of confidence. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill voted against the bill. McCaskill says 83% of the money will go to 1% of the country under the bill. Residents in the southern area of Baldwin near St. Louis were urged to bring in the trash and keep their pets inside last night after a bear spotting. The sighting occurred at around 8:30 near a subdivision. A 15-month-old girl was found unresponsive in a pool Friday night by her grandparents at a home in Wentzville near St. Louis and died later at a hospital. Investigators say it appears the girl wandered from the home and fell into the pool. A man has been charged with first-degree murder for stabbing a Crocker man in South Central Missouri over the weekend. 38-year-old Sean Bomarito is being held on $1 million bond in connection with the death of William Fancher. A large LGBT event took place over the weekend in the state's third-largest city. Lawrence Anderson with Springfield Public Schools says Pride Fest is not based on sexual orientation as much as it is on the community coming together to show love and caring for each other.
We're going to support that as a community. How can we be civilly respectful to each other?
Pride Fest was expected to draw more than 4,000 attendees. The event is sponsored by the Glow Center, a gay and transgender resource in Springfield. The city's voters repealed gay lesbian discrimination protections in 2015. You're listening to Missouri Net News.